Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Rosemary, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
Yes,
how are you?
You were just having a little wait there and then went, oh yes, rattle phone, hello. So here we are.
How are you?
And I'm good, thank you. And there you were. What was it, last Sunday?
Last Sunday evening, my niece and I were travelling a road in County Kildare. It's the Allenwood Road between, it's the main Dublin Edenderry Road.
Yes.
And about 1 mile on the Prosper side of Allenwood. We're just travelling along as normal, girls chatting. And suddenly I said to my niece, slow down. What I could see ahead of me looked like a lot of smoke, and it looked like lights. To me, it was like an accident. It was about 200 yards ahead of us.
Okay, so slow down.
So slow down, even though my niece wasn't driving very fast. I still thought she wasn't aware of what was, you know, in front of us. So with that, as we got nearer to what was lots of smoke and lights, the smoke cleared and what looked like a fog, like a cloudy fog, around, in the middle of the fog, was the shape of a van. It was an actual van.
Yeah.
It was a square van, and what was very obvious on the van was two big side mirrors on it. It was a really square van, what I would have said like an American-style van.
Yeah.
As we got right up to it, the van just slowly moved to the left of the road, into the field, and vanished. I looked at Emma, which is my niece, in total shock, and I said, did you see that? She giggled. We didn't know what to do. We stopped the car and shared our experience. We were totally shocked, stunned what we had seen, and with no explanation. There was nothing on the road. There was no lights. There was no cars behind us. There was no cars meeting us. There was nothing that would have caused what we seen on the road.
But the van, the magical A-team van that you saw...
Yeah.
Turned off the road.
It didn't turn off.
No.
It was still, it was on the left-hand side of the road.
Yeah.
And it stayed in the position as if it was going towards Edenderry direction, but it actually, like, it glided. It's like it just slowly moved to the left. It looked like it was going into the field. There's a drop either side of that road of about 10 feet.
Yes.
But it looked like it was level, the field was level with the road. It's just like it vanished, just gone.
Now, had you just had a sleeping tablet before you got into the car?
No.
Okay. Was any drink consumed in the making of that journey?
Absolutely none.
No.
Absolutely none.
Have you ever seen a ghost before?
Never.
Do you believe in angels?
I wouldn't be a follower of angels or a belief like, but if somebody told me a story of something they'd seen or experienced, I'd believe them.
Do you believe every word in the Bible?
I believe the Bible.
Do you believe that Jesus walked on water?
I do.
Do you believe he changed water into wine?
Well, I hope he did.
Do you believe he rose on the third day?
I believe in, I have my religion, but as regards what I seen on Sunday evening was a very, very shocking experience. When I came back home, and still numb to what we had seen, I asked my niece to draw exactly in three stages what she's seen on the road, just to reassure that we had seen exactly the same thing, and
CSI Edenderry.
Yes.
Okay, so she drew the van.
She drew exactly what I had seen. Okay. The very same.
What happened, Rosemary? What happened?
I don't know. I really don't know.
What did you see?
What I seen was, as I said, the cloud of smoke, the lights, then it cleared.
Did you see a ghost car is what I'm asking?
I don't know. We seen something that wasn't real. And that's why I sent the email into your show to see is there any of your listeners or anybody you'd be in contact could make sense of what we've seen on the road. And what was very strange, that two of us seen exactly the same thing. I think if I was on my own and I came home and said that, I'd start doubt, even though you know you've seen something, but I'd start doubting myself. But the
no,
fact
there was
that,
another witness to this to this ghostly crime. Okay, we'll put it out there, Rosemary. We have now officially entered the Twilight Zone. Thank you for
your
time.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.